This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient date of birth is 8-6-51. Date of evaluation is 12-12-2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and cognitive assessment. History of present illness. This is a 72-year-old male who was admitted to this facility on 11-22-2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicates encephalopathy, unspecified protein calorie malnutrition, encounter for surgical aftercare following surgery on the digestive system, unspecified dementia, Parkinson's disease, hypertension, history of falls, pneumonia. Patient is a poor historian. He was sitting in a recliner across nursing station. He could not provide me the information leading to his placement here, but he acknowledged feeling unhappy and sad at times. Patient has significant confusion, and has BIMS, B-I-M-S, testing indicated 1 out of 15. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's ex-wife, Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, who reports that 6-7 years ago he was diagnosed with supranuclear palsy and has been under care of a neurologist, Dr. Desai. She reports that his cognitive impairment and falls seem to be related to his diagnosis of supranuclear palsy. Ex-wife reported that he did a little bit better on a combination of donepezil and Sinemet, but recent hospitalization, his cognitive functioning declined. Patient's ex-wife reports that he's often tearful when she visits him, and seems depressed, and was wondering if an antidepressant could be helpful. He had no thoughts of harm to self, others reported. Next paragraph. Patient's ex-wife reports that patient used to work at airport. He is a former hockey player and also a skilled pianist and played guitar. Period. Patient has 3 great-granddaughter, ages 11, 8, and 6. And in fact, when I asked him how many children he has, he reported 3. But ex-wife reports that he's talking about his 3 great-granddaughters. Period. Patient reports that he lived in Leningrad. Yeah, when I asked him what kind of employment he had, he stated, quote, "What I do here," unquote. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, PEG tube feeding, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, 0. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, college, current occupation, retired. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children. one granddaughter and three great-granddaughters. Legal issues not known. Expert medical record lab diagnostic test for cholesterol form and chart nursing. Family. Next paragraph under history and habits. In the review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure 116 over 74, pulse 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements. Generalized weakness, gait, sitting in the recliner, speech soft, difficult to be understood at times, mood, dysphoric, affect constricted, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, concrete thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation expressed, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, attention concentration impaired, foreign knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph. Medications under current medication, no psychotropic medications except donepezil, 10 milligram HS. Next paragraph. Under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans on start, Lexapro, 5 milligram once a day. Period patient's ex-wife, who has power of attorney, gave consent for trial of antidepressants. Next paragraph, number two. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F02.80. Number three, Parkinson's disease without dyskinesia, without mention of fluctuations, G20.81. Plans ongoing follow up with the neurologist. Next paragraph, disposition. Monitor for any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 99306. Under supplemental administrative, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.